exceptions to paperwork give you and your family
peace of mind. All right, here we go. Good morning to you. It's 8:31, 92.9 WBPM. Happy to have Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro on the telephone again. Mark, good morning, sir. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
Fantastic. Good to have you along. Tell me about, let's see, where are we with COVID-19? Where are we? Dutchess County seems to be doing quite well, actually.
Well, you know, the positivity rate remains low. Dutchess, you know, we have and have maintained about the lowest in the region. Last week, we were about 0.7%. We've just climbed over 1% positivity rate. That's going to continue to increase, though. I do want people to be prepared for that. We're going to see more cases. We're monitoring about 220 active cases. We've seen growth, and I think people need to know that. Hospitalizations remain very low. We have, I think, 5 individuals hospitalized in Dutchess with COVID-19. We're not seeing the severity of the cases. In other words, we're not seeing that grow, but people should be aware we are going to see new cases. Now, the other that doesn't mean we just give up, and that's the way it is. We do want people to continue to take basic precautions, be safe, monitor your own personal hygiene, monitor your own personal health, small social gatherings, physical distancing, wear a mask. We do these things, we won't see a spike, but we are, you know, we're monitoring growth. We announced late last night, folks should know that at the East Fishkill Community Center poll site on Election Day, East Fishkill Community Center poll site, that site only, we did have a poll worker who subsequently tested positive. All precautions were taken. In other words, you know, masks were used. The sanitation occurred. We don't believe that there is a reason for concern, but we want anyone who voted at that poll site just to be aware, monitor their health, and if they feel at all concerned, they should get tested. Marist College monitoring a series of new cases. So, you know, we're going to see this. We need people to be vigilant. We need you to be considerate and just be mindful of your own health and your own personal hygiene.
But there really haven't, speaking of Marist, there really haven't been any more, I hate to use the term, outbreaks
series of cases, yeah. Yesterday or the day before, they're going to start to populate our dashboard. You'll see the numbers increase a bit. This was not a result of an off-campus activity, but it does require Marist to sort of pause activity again, which they're doing. Vassar Hospital announced yesterday that they're going back to a more restrictive visitor model, so process when you go to the hospital, because again, the concern is we just don't want the rapid growth. We want to be able to monitor the cases. We want it to not grow in severity, and of course we want to keep hospital space available to us. No one is saying that they are alarmed, but we do want people to be vigilant and aware, and I think those are the message. Just be aware of your health, be aware of the safety steps that are in place, and we'll just keep, hopefully, by doing these things, we'll keep a low transmission rate and people won't get terribly sick.
All right. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, how does all that factor into the travel advisory, sir?
Oh, you want to go there?
No, it's complicated.
I wish it were clearer.
I know.
So the basics are, what New York State has said is, you know, please don't travel. But if you do, to any place else. If you travel to an adjacent state, there's no sort of set established protocols. They're just asking you to limit that kind of travel. But obviously people do that. If you're traveling across the country or you're traveling from another state to New York, the expectation from New York is within 72 hours prior to coming to New York, you will have tested negative. You know, you're living in Virginia, Bob, and you want to come to New York.
Yeah.
The expectation is you'll have tested negative within 72 hours prior to coming to New York, and then you'll sort of stay in place for a few days, and on the fourth day of coming to New York, you will test again, and if you test negative, you go about your business. Same if you're leaving the state of New York, traveling off to Idaho for a week. The expectation is you're going to test negative within 72 hours of returning to New York from Idaho, and then you're going to stay home and test negative with on the fourth day of returning to New York. What I would tell people is just be aware of your health. It is smart to be tested and test negative before you travel. It is smart to be tested after you travel. And it's just smart to do that. And it is correct. CDC, Health Department guidelines are you should wait a couple days. If you feel like you may have contacted somebody who had the disease, you really do. The test isn't as effective if it's like 24 hours, right? We tell people somewhere between 3 and 5 days from contact is when you're most likely to show or it appear in a test. So those are the things that the state is asking you to be aware of. I know it. I wish it was easier than that, but mm-hmm. that's the expectation.
Well, sure. I'm glad I brought that up. There you go. Wow.
Oh man. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Algorithms.
Yeah. Right. Jeez. So we have the Dutchess County Office for the Aging offering up flu shots on the 12th. Talk to me.
This is an important year to get the flu shot. If you choose to do that, it's your choice, but this is a good year to do it. We want to distinguish between the flu and COVID. We want to slow the rate of transmission of the flu and protect people's health. Dutchess County Office for the Aging, free flu clinic, drive-through flu clinic. You do have to register, DutchessNY.gov or 486-2555, 486-2555. You do have to register November the 12th at the former Arthur S. May School in Poughkeepsie. It's our second drive-through event for the flu clinics. So please, if you're a senior citizen, you're concerned about getting the flu shot, you don't want to wait in the line at CVS or what have you, there are options, but this is our drive-through. But you do have to register, DutchessNY.gov.
Cool. Veterans Day on the 11th, you got a convoy going on.
We do. You know, we're being creative. Adam Roach and the Veterans Services Division within county government. We want to be obviously be able to pause and recognize those men and women who have served, are home and among us. It's an important holiday. So November the 11th, right? November 11th.
Yeah, this is Wednesday.
11th. Yeah. So 9 a.m. At the Dutchess County War Memorial in the town of Poughkeepsie. We're going to converge for the first loop of our convoy. That's several inner towns in Dutchess County. And then we'll return to the memorial at 11 a.m. and have a wreath-laying ceremony. And then from 11 a.m., we'll be taking this convoy around the entire perimeter of Dutchess County. If your fire department, your municipality, your community organization want to join in. 9 a.m., one loop. 11 a.m., second loop, all meeting at the Dutchess War Memorial near Raymond Avenue in the town of Poughkeepsie.
Nice. So I was watching the virtual town hall, and you were discussing the holiday illumination weekend on the 5th and the 6th, and I'm saying to myself, holiday illumination? What holiday is going to illuminate? What the hell? It's illumination.
It's a bad year. We thought we'd illuminate a holiday.
Yeah, it's illumination. Tell me about
illumination.
That.
Illumination.
Yeah, you go.
We, again, our Parks Division trying to come up with creative ways to celebrate the holidays and get people out and about. Drive-through light displays at Wilcox Park on Route 199 in the town of Milan. So that's a little bit north, but Bob, it's the 5th and 6th or 6th and 7th? You have it in your head.
Well, from what you said, it was the 5th and 6th. I'm going on that.
Yes, that's what it is. It's okay. Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th
okay.
in the evening. Visit DutchessNY.gov. If you're a business or a community organization and you want to set up a light display, you need to register, but we're welcoming folks to set up light displays at Wilcox Park for the weekend. And then anyone, anywhere can hop in their car and drive through the park. If you've not been, it's a beautiful, it's hundreds of acres, beautiful drive through. You'll hopefully get to experience a lot of light displays. And it's just our way of ushering in the holidays. Believe me, we could use a little illumination.
Yes, indeed. You certainly could, man. Well, it's going to be a great weekend weather-wise. Harlan Valley Rail Trail, the extension's now open, I understand, Mark, right?
It is. You know, this is like decades in the coming. So the Harlan Valley Rail Trail is the oldest of our rail trails. Beautiful, weaves its way through the villages and hamlets of eastern Dutchess County, farmland and open space. This connection to Columbia County has been years in the making. We negotiated with the DEC. We got the level of support. The legislature financed it, and away we went. It's not complete, but it's done. And so we're opening up the Harlan Valley Rail Trail Extension. It is open 23 miles, I think, in total, open for anyone to use. We'll do a formal event next year, but we figured at this point it's a beautiful time of year. We want folks out and about. So if you haven't ever had a chance to take in the Harlan Valley Rail Trail, please do. But this is a great little extension that will take you into Columbia County. And when it's finally done, it's just going to be a great addition to the park system. So take advantage of that. I probably should mention the Maybrook line in East Fishkill, the Hopewell line. This goes from East Fishkill east. That's part of the Empire State Trail. That's just about done. The county's responsible for maintaining it, but the state hasn't cut the ribbon yet. So it's not yet open, but it will be, and that'll be another great addition to the county's park system.
Nice. Finally, boy, I'll tell you something. Great local voter turnout Tuesday, wasn't there?
Truly amazing, it's great. I mean, it really is. I mean, we can complain about the lines and the massive number of the folks the time it took to vote, but that's what it's about, right? Americans voted in massive numbers. I do want to say this. I mean, there are really two things. Every vote that is legitimately cast need to be counted. It just needs to be. That's the system. It takes time. Interestingly, right? Mm-hmm. New York has massive numbers of paper ballots to count. So as we're frustrated that Georgia and Nevada, they're taking their time, they're going through this process. These are election poll workers. These election workers, they represent, in most cases, both political parties. They're doing their jobs. New York doesn't even start counting paper ballots until next week.
Yeah.
So if New York were a close race, we'd be complaining about that. So the point here is be patient. This is the great American democracy. This is how it works. It's slow and steady. I don't subscribe to the, get her done attitude. It needs to be taken very seriously. You've seen in some states, there are some votes that, frankly, that have come in, they don't believe are valid, and they set them aside, and then they count the ones that are. This is the way the system works. It's slow and sluggish, but it's the greatest democracy in the world. And we ought to celebrate that, but it's going to take some time. And with close races, it takes time. You and I have been around for a long time. You've been around longer than me.
There's
been a lot of close races locally that take a lot of time to discern. So just let it play through. The process will go, and the system will check itself as we proceed to finally concluding who's won what.
Yeah, right, exactly. You've heard of ESD. I just found out about it this morning. There actually is such a thing as election stress disorder, and hospitals are concerned about that. That's scary.
So, well, if you could, and I'm the last person to take this advice, but, turn it off for a while.
Yeah.
Get on the Harlan Valley Rail Trail.
Yeah, man.
Enjoy some parks.
I'm with you.
I promise you, when you come back, they'll still be talking about it.
Yeah, I guarantee it. Thank you. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, thanks for a few minutes. Appreciate it, my man.
Hey, you bet. Be well.
Got it. 8:45. Mark, whew. Whoa, sorry, man. Did I keep you on too long?
No, I didn't mind at all. I was worried that I was taking up your time.
Not at all. I got nothing better to do. Mark, thank you very much. I'll chat next week.
You bet, Bob.
Gotta be. Not at all.